Hey, good morning, everybody. We're going to take a quick break from Open Line right now because joining us in studio, as she does every Wednesday at this time, we have Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. And Candy, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good.
It is good to see you today. So it looks like you got quite a few things to go over today with the virtual CNN and a few other things.
Yeah, just a few things here and there. So, well, we are down to the last few days of the Brown Mansion Candlelit Tours. There is a limited quantity, so don't wait. But we've got it going on. So it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of this week. The next Wednesday, and then the Saturday after Christmas for all those families that are in town. So it's a great opportunity. It's a good thing to bring out your family and just obviously enjoy the beauty of the mansion. It is gorgeous out there. But they limit the number of people, and so it's not crowded. It's safe. Everybody's wearing a mask. You must bring your mask to go in. But you can still get tickets. You can get them online, or you can call the chamber, and we can get those for you. Also, the Friends of the Mansion will be raffling off a special gingerbread house, and they're doing that as a fundraiser, and tickets can be purchased during the tours, or you can do it at the chamber the next couple of days. We'll be doing it until Friday, so that's exciting. Skylar Hicks from Sunflower Soda Shop, come try their new peppermint mocha frappe, or latte, however you want it.
Yummy.
That's perfect for wintertime, yay. They also have refillable gift cards available, which are a great Christmas gift. And then tomorrow, actually, I think that's starting today, there's a $5 each for a $125 valued basket. And the deadline is Tuesday, December 22nd, and they have pictures on their Facebook page of some of the items included. First United Methodist, they resume their in-person services, worship services, but they still do live stream and Facebook for those that need it. And donations for their Hugs Tree can be brought to the church on Sundays or call for a drop-off time. This is a shout out, Leadership Coffeyville. So they weren't able to have a class this year, but they do have a class that they are planning this coming fall, and there's more details coming on that in the next couple of months. However, right now they wanted to still be a part of the community, so they decided to give back, and they presented a $1,000 check to both Genesis and Salvation Army for their families in need. So shout out to Leadership Coffeyville for that wonderful donation. Excuse me, now I'm starting to cough. Windsor Place has some medical beds that they are donating, but they need a place to store them until they can get them all donated to the community. So if you know anybody that has some storage space that could allow us to put them up there for a while, again, those are going to be some great beds for families that are in need, that maybe have someone that's homebound or anything. So more details coming on that, but we are looking for storage if anybody out there has a space. All right, Christmas on the Plaza activities still going on, still in full swing. Every night, the same night as the Brown Mansion Tours, they have activities on the plaza. This Saturday, I'm excited. It's Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
They're going to have all kinds of Mexican food, Spanish food.
My kids are in town this weekend, so we have to go down there.
Yes. So you go around, and it's just like they're little samples. You just pay a little bit of money, and then you get all kinds of different samples. Mm. And they're going to have music and all kinds of fun stuff. So, but yes, there's all kinds of, there's food trucks down here. The restaurants are open, and then there's like 30 different vendors for shopping. So
nice.
It's awesome. For the full detailed activity list, you just go out to their Facebook page, Christmas on the Plaza. Well, over the last few months, we have discovered that people have decided that it's better to shop local, and we don't want to venture out into some of the bigger cities, and so more and more people are shopping local here in the area in Southeast Kansas, and I love it. But I also think it's really great because people are discovering what's here. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of times you're like, oh, I drive by that place all the time. I had no idea they have that. So, I mean, just to give you some ideas, for example, did you know that Coffeyville Feed and Farm and Orchlands have all these kid toys?
Oh,
tons
nice.
Tons of kid toys, yes. I've got several items there. Carter's has all kinds of gift ideas for the guys. We've got shoe stores, jewelry, boutiques. You can even get cookware and some cool items at Isham's and Liebert's. Of course, the plaza I just mentioned, all kinds of gifts there. And then if you have somebody that you're like, I just don't know what to get them, they're picky. We got those few picky people. come into the chamber and buy them chamber bucks. Because then they can use them like gift cards, and it goes to like 20 plus places. So then it's like, hey, you buy what you want, but here's a little gift card for you. And then you're spending local and keeping the dollars right here in Coffeyville. So come by the chamber this week or before next Tuesday for Chamber Bucks. Speaking of, though, we have our Christmas giveaway we're doing. And that is going so phenomenal that we are almost out of money.
Oh, wow. So,
yeah. So
quickly.
If you have a receipt and that you purchased on the last week at one of the local participating stores, get that receipt into the chamber ASAP. Probably by the end of today, we may be out. But it's really easy. I mean, literally, all you do is bring in your receipt, and we're like, oh, here's $10 back.
So you say people need a line up at the door?
Yesterday, they were almost. I mean, we probably gave away $1,500 yesterday.
Wow.
So it went
very popular.
So, yes. So it's almost out. Hurry in and make sure you get your Christmas bucks. Speaking of, the last dessert auction is tomorrow. We've been doing it the last 3 weeks, and it's been so much fun. I just love seeing all those desserts. And then they set my office and make me smell them all day long.
He's like, nom, nom, nom.
It's just killer.
Hey, you brought me stuff today.
That's right. I love making puppet chow every year for everybody. But yes,
thank you so much, by the way.
Oh, you are welcome. I love it. Tomorrow, 1 p.m. is when it goes live. We've got cakes, we've got pies, cookies, all kinds of desserts. Great for, you know, hey, I don't want to have to bring something to my holiday, get together with my family, so I've got a dessert. And you're giving back to the chamber and helping us continue our mission and helping
exactly.
our businesses. So, and I do have some unfortunate news, but I think this is going to turn out really well for us. We had to cancel our annual dinner, which is in January. Mm-hmm. Biggest event of the year. We usually have 400 people attend it. Definitely did not want to have 400 people in a room.
Yeah, that's kind of hard to social distance something like that.
There's no place big enough for that.
Well, you'd have to have like the 18,000 seat arena or something that. So to spread that out,
did not work. So we are canceling that. But what we're doing, two things. Number one, next month we're going to have a special video presentation that's open to everybody in the community to watch. We'll put it on Facebook, our website, you name it. But it's going to be all the award winners. So we still want to recognize all those awesome people and all the amazing businesses that worked hard and give them recognition. So we're going to do a video presentation of all of those. And then we're also going to record kind of our year-end report that we do for our businesses every year to say, this is what we've worked on, here's our incoming goals, and kind of pass the baton to the new chair. So that'll be coming out. And then, and I was getting ready to talk to you about this, we have to come up with a way to, what's the word I would say? That annual dinner is also our biggest fundraiser of the year. And that's where we use money for all kinds of projects and events at the chamber all year long. So we need to still have a fundraiser. So we're going to be doing a special auction. It's going to be kind of a virtual auction. And actually, we're working on details, but I think we're going to do it live on the radio here.
We're going to do it live.
Yeah, so you get to help, Kyle.
Yay. And when is that going to be?
So probably early February. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be working on some details next month on it. We're going to get some really fun ideas. You know, we all would love a new mower and new couch and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But we're going to be doing some experiences too. Like maybe I'm kind of thinking maybe a restaurant will show us behind the scenes how to make one of their special, you know, items.
Mm.
What's the trade secret of how you make that special item?
You got to let me know.
And so, so we'll auction off a time that you get to go in and learn and experience that.
That'll be fun.
Other kinds, you know, just fun things like that.
Right.
So more details on that after the holidays. There are a lot of events and activities and stuff, and I've mentioned this last week, but I know not everybody is on Facebook or social media or whatever. So make sure that if you want to find out more about what's happening, you can stop by the chamber. We've been trying to print flyers and have them available for people to grab, or we can print out a newsletter, or better yet, if you have an email address, get on our newsletter, because every week I'm sharing all kinds of news, information from the state, and of course events and announcements. But that reminds me of my last two points. We are actually going to be closing the chamber starting next Wednesday, and we'll be closed for a week and a half, so we won't come back until after the first of the year. However, we still want to help people if somebody needs something. Of course, our businesses, they have my cell phone, so
right.
They call me all the time. Candy!
Candy, help us out.
So they can do that. But if it's for the general public, You can message us on Facebook or find my email on the website and contact us, and we can meet you if we need to help you out with anything. So I will still be in here next Wednesday for the last CNN of the year. We will not have a CNN, though, the week, the 30th, so the day before the 1st. So you'll get a break.
Boo.
Don't have to do it. No.
Boo.
Yeah, no. It's not a break. You'll miss me. I know you guys will.
No, that's why I'm booing, because we're going to miss you. So we love having you in here.
Exactly. So my final thought of the day is, I know as we're trying to wrap up the last-minute Christmas items, of course I'm going to say shop local. Yes, mm-hmm. I want you to shop local. But I would say even more important, what I am hearing from countless people is they are missing that human connection with everybody. And so sometimes it's just giving your time. Don't worry about a gift. Just write a good old-fashioned letter. FaceTime them. Give them a call. You know, let your family know that you love them and care for them. That appreciation goes a long way. And I would say even for our businesses, you know, they've worked hard all year long. Some of them have had a lot of challenges this year. And so just knowing that somebody appreciates and cares about them, and I call it the good old-fashioned way, because I used to have a friend who, she would, anytime I was in the paper, she'd cut it out and she'd mail it to me with a note of, hey, just thinking of you.
Aww, that's very nice.
I love that. So those good old-fashioned articles or a letter or a card, people love that. I love that myself, and it just makes my day. So consider just telling somebody, you know, how much you care and appreciate them, and that'll go a long way this holiday season.
So. Absolutely, it will. So, Candy, again, you're taking off next Wednesday?
I'll be in here next Wednesday.
Okay, next Wednesday.
But the doors will be closed.
So that'd be the first day you guys are closed, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So your last business day will be on the 22nd.
Yes.
So, and then you guys will be able to enjoy Christmas with your family. But until then, if anybody does have any questions, how can they get a hold of you?
Of course, as I said, email me, message us, call the chamber. We're there every day till 5. Come in and see us, especially in the next few days. Come and see us. We'd love to see you before the holidays.
And also get down there, get the bucks.
Stop in. And come in and get your chamber bucks, or bring your receipts and get free bucks.
Yeah, there you go. Just hurry, get the chamber bucks or get the free bucks. Either way, but like you said, you're running out of the free bucks pretty quickly. So
yes.
Make sure you guys get on down there, get those receipts, and get on down there, because shopping locally definitely definitely helps. And I'm not sure how well it's doing this year, but from what I understand, shopping local is way up this year.
Yes. The tax dollars, the revenue is doing well.
So good to hear.
We've seen an increase since last year, and so I'm so glad to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And I love having these programs, because, I mean, I think we're giving away $4,900, almost $5,000 that we're giving out to people.
That's crazy.
And
so.
It's gone fast, because we all need a little extra.
Yeah, and shopping locally definitely does help.
It
gets the taxes back into the community, and helps out those local businesses.
Yes.
Well, Candy, thank you so much for coming in. We really do appreciate it, and we'll see you again next week.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we'll restart Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.